Hi, Elena. This is Marie, and I will be giving you feedback on your course learning activities through this audio podcast. To begin, I'd just like to say I think you have a good start on outlining all the activities and assessment and evaluation that will be included in your course. If we start in Module 1, I see that you're going to have an icebreaker, and I would suggest that you find a different way to label that so that you're not calling it icebreaker. That is the type of activity. It shouldn't be the name. So if you can find a different label for that, like, you know, introduce yourself or let's get to know each other, I think that would make it better. I'm also wondering for that activity, what is the question that is going to encourage interaction? Just asking the students to reply to other students may not really encourage authentic engagement interaction in this activity. So, also, I would like you to review the overall course feedback that Professor Pickett will be giving. I think that will help you in writing and designing your discussion questions, and the same for this icebreaker. For Module 2, I see you have a discussion forum. You're asking the student to describe the type of student that is admitted to the school that they've been assigned, and what are they looking for in a student, and if the student would be interested in the school, why or why not, in reply to other people's posts. I'm not sure if this will work for discussion. It may not. This may be more of a written assignment, especially the first part of it. I'm thinking maybe you want to have the question be phrased such as, what factors attract students to a specific school, and have the engagement in the interaction happen hopefully naturally, or you can facilitate them into describing these things, but having a question that's more open-ended so that maybe they can bring in different resources that they find and other related concepts and ideas to make this discussion richer. I'm also wondering, you have the students watch a lot of videos and read articles. How are you going to evaluate that the students had watched the videos or read the articles? One idea is you can ask them to reference those resources in their discussion or in their assignment someplace. In Module 3, I see that you have them starting an inbox journal. I'm wondering what exactly this is. If you could describe it in more detail, that would be great. Also for this module, you say that you're evaluating 3 discussion posts, and I don't see the discussion here, so I'm a little bit confused. Module 4, you're asking them to write a reflection paper on what they learned about Binghamton University that they didn't already know. I'm wondering if this is a paper, like a written paper assignment, or should this be in the journal? Maybe not, depending on what the journal is used for. Just wondering about the paper there. Again, you know, you're asking the students in the discussion, what are some things you want to see when you visit a campus? Why do you want to see them? What are questions you should ask about the school to get to know the campus better? This is more, to me, it feels more like a solitary activity, like a written assignment, than a discussion question. So I'm wondering, what is the question that would encourage students to respond to each other? So maybe you can think about that a little bit. Okay, Module 5, you have 2 different discussions. What is the importance of value when choosing an institution, and react to 2 of the videos, what did you find shocking? So I'm wondering if there's a purpose of separating these, if they can be combined into 1, because they seem to be related topics. And also, You say that discussion posts will be graded and commented upon, but do you have a rubric for the discussion posts? I think if you design a rubric, that can help the students know what your expectations are and how they will be graded. Another question I had was how the inbox journals are being evaluated. You have that it's worth 5 points, but I don't know if you're giving them specific guidelines or criteria that they'll be graded by, so perhaps a rubric for that would be helpful as well. Okay, so in Module 6, the discussion is, do you believe the sample college essays are strong? If no, how would you fix them? If yes, what makes a strong essay? So I'm not sure about this assignment. I think the questions could be a little bit more open-ended. Like maybe that last question is the question you want to focus on. What makes a strong college essay? Or I'm not sure this would fit, but perhaps something like, how does one represent themselves authentically while still achieving or still writing a strong college essay? Something that's open-ended that brings in the student's opinion, but also requires them to back up with different resources or references, I think may be better in achieving authentic interaction here. In Module 7, I see you have peer review of the college essays. So the students will be writing essays, then peer reviewing each other. I like that you've included that. I'm wondering if the students have enough information to be able to peer review each other. So do they know, is that what they learned in the previous discussion or the previous module is what the criteria are? Or do you need to give them some sort of rubric to peer review each other? Is the peer review going to be posted on a discussion board so that all the students can see their reviews of each other? Or is it private to you? I think that's another thing that you can think about. Like the feedback in this course, ETAP 640, is public to all the students in the course and can be sometimes public to the world. You need to think about if there's value in having the peer reviews comments open to each other, because sometimes you're able to learn more from reviewing feedback given to your peers, and that can help you improve your own project as well. In Module 8, I'm not sure about the discussion questions. You say, if you're given an academic scholarship to a private school that made tuition $8,000 a year and were admitted to a state school for $8,000 a year, which would you choose? What are some of the benefits of receiving a scholarship from a school? What are some of the risks? Justify your decision. So I'm not sure if this would create interaction. I think maybe you would want something a little bit more open-ended, such as, how do scholarships affect financial decisions about college? A type of question that's a little bit more open-ended like that might get the students to explore the same concepts without being so directive and transparent in what you're looking for. In Module 9, I see that you're kind of winding the students down. So they've submitted their final essays, they've done their discussions, but at this point in the last module, you have them watch a couple of videos, and then they have to create their own video presentation about their final decision about which college they're selecting. So I'm wondering if this is an opportunity where you can give students choice if they can do a presentation, create a video, a voice thread, or use some other tool, you know, create a collage, draw an image, you know, some choices about how they can communicate their final decision and justify why they've picked that college. If you can give them some choices, then that gives students a little bit of a little bit of flexibility and allows them to really showcase their skills and their interests. It makes it a little bit more personal and relevant to them. Also, you're missing a course community area. So if you can review the overall course feedback provided by Professor Pickett and use her comments about the course community area to design a module in your course, I think that will help to give your students a place to socialize, as well as house some of the other elements that you should be including, such as a suggestion box, a final descriptive survey to collect feedback, those types of things. I think that would be great. Overall, I think you have a really good structure and a great start on the learning activities. I'd just like to see you refine what you have here and add some more detail, and I think that will really improve your course, and I hope that you find this feedback is helpful.